that washer open?
Minnesota Capitol becomes slough for the abominable. Friends, the inscriptions inside of the Capitol building testify against what in fact is happening. Where the law ends, tyranny begins. Interesting, is it not, that John Locke's quote, "Where the law ends, tyranny begins," is opposite the side of Moses awaiting the divine law above the heads of the Supreme Court chambers in the Minnesota State Capitol. The mural right above the seats of the Grand Justices, as they're called, shows Moses receiving God's Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai, a scene that suggests moral consciousness and sacred law which divide civilization from barbarism. Inscriptions that are also inside of the Capitol building are, "The people's safety is the law of God." This coming from James Otis, a son of liberty. "No free government or the blessings of liberty can be preserved to any people but a firm adherence to justice, moderation, temperance, frugality, and virtue, and by a frequent reoccurrence to fundamental principles." Who said that? The son of liberty, Patrick Henry. I wonder when those said representatives that are doing their best to tear down the laws that they swore to uphold in oath with their hand on the Bible are going to actually pay attention to and submit to themselves to these things that are written upon the walls. After all, these things are all over the Capitol building, in paintings and in inscriptions. More importantly, what must the people think of their said representatives acting outside of their scope of authority? And remember, the people never delegated authority to them to advocate what our laws clearly condemn, when they see what they are attempting to do with their state. What most do not take the time to realize is that our rights come from God, and the Lord does not give us, nor our representatives, the right to transgress His law. This quote is also inside of the Capitol building in the state of Minnesota. "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." The third president of the United States of America, Thomas Jefferson, made that statement. What the said Governor Tim Walz in the state of Minnesota is advocating for is now with little boys dressed as little girls. And I'm here to tell you, friends, that is a crime. It is illegal. Governor Walz is advocating for what does not exist because the Lord created them male and female. However, he attempts to go further by attempting to put these abominable ones in the position of the victims. It's not working, is it? Friends, they are not the victims. The fact of the matter is that they are going after little children and are guilty of violating the very laws that condemn their criminal actions. The governor in the state of Minnesota, we were told, was reelected by the people to advocate for this. Did the people sign up for this? Absolutely not. Yet the mainstream media would have you believe that Minnesotans voted him in only for him to continuously attack them day after day, month after month, and year after year. It's called major voter fraud, and this we all know. Consider that this is, after all, his illegal attacks on small business owners under the guise of the pandemic, simultaneously driving traffic to his corporate fascist buddies. Oh, P.S., billionaires increased their wealth worldwide 27% during the pandemic. And while all of those businesses were shut down, 60% of them will never reopen. And don't forget about the liquidation of the elderly and healthcare centers across the state. He surrounds himself with them that mean to conquer the state, passing treasonous policies and handing illegals license. And simultaneously calling for others to come to the state to murder the unborn? Where is that in the Constitution? Furthermore, where did they derive that authority? It's not from we the people, and that runs in contrast to the Declaration of Independence, where it states that they derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. And now he's even going so far as to turn gun-carrying, law-abiding citizens in hopes of making them criminals if they do not comply with his tyrannical orders. Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death." Our Constitution was made only for a moral and a religious people. Christian, it is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Human passions unbridled by morality and religion, Christianity, would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. The second president of the United States of America, Mr. John Adams.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
"Recently,
you shouldn't rock the boat." Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, coming at you live from the state of Minnesota. Cold, cold Minnesota. -7. Oh, it's bone-chilling here, folks. You got the heat cranked all the way up, and it's still not kicking to the point of what you have it set to. That's how cold it is in the state of Minnesota. It really is. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Subscribe to that page. Go over to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com. Top left side of that page. Also, friends, if you don't know who we are, this is the first time you've ever listened to us before, go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com. I can promise you that you have not seen a ministry like this before. I can promise you that. I was just talking to somebody right before the show, and I said, we've never been a ministry about, you know, hey, you need to get behind us because we're going to do this. No, you need to get behind us because we're already doing it. Here's our basket of fruit. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you want to call in, please do. That number is 1-281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Those phone lines are there for your accessibility, pro or con, Jude 3 and 4. If you'd like to contend for the faith, fantastic. If you'd just like to add something to the conversation, fantastic. We love hearing from you. Again, 281-845-4704. And folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I want to go ahead and play a little piece for you, folks, just adding insult to injury, gas to the fire that's already been started by these individuals that mean to come into the United States of America and conquer. As much as I hate to bring it to this, I need to bring it to this. It is an entertainment platform. I'm talking about Fox News. By the way, cross-check me if you think I'm kidding. Maybe that's why they never bring answers or resolve to the issues that they highlight over there. But this one is well worth your noting and your time and your attention, folks, concerning how, again, they're adding insult to injury concerning the dripping that's taking place in the state of Minnesota concerning the uncovering of the continuation of the fraud at large. Check this out.
But a fraud faucet keeps on dripping, and we're not talking daycares anymore.
When a Somali goes to the doctor, magically, They forgot how to speak English, so they needed an interpreter there. So the county brings in an interpreter at $100 an hour, minimum 8 hours, to interpret what the doctor is telling the patient.
Okay, so I hope you heard that right, friends. The Somalians are getting finances, a reallocation of our tax dollars on top of the fraud that's already been perpetuated against the people in the United States, namely in the state of Minnesota. Again, I'm telling you this because this is happening all across the country, not just Minnesota. We seem to be spearheading this right now concerning the uncovering Luke 12:2 of what is in fact taking place. But what he's highlighting here, friends, is the fact that when Somalians go to the doctor, they need interpreters. Okay, and the interpreters are being paid for by our tax dollars. So in other words, they're not assimilating to our way of life. They're demanding that we pay for assimilating to their way of life. Okay? No joke.
Then remember, the interpreter has to get to the doctor's office or the hospital. How are they getting there? The transportation company, and then they got to get back home. And that patient had to get to the doctor's office. How? Transportation.
Oh, so how much are we paying the interpreters and their drivers?
Almost 900 of them are Somali-owned. So in the second video, Nick Sherlin and I went to 16 of them. I've actually been to about 70 of them. They don't exist.
So transportation companies that transport no one. Sounds like something we should be looking into.
I would think so. Folks, do you understand to the degree of what's going on here? Before we pull up our friend Senator Eric Lucero in just a moment here, I want you to listen to this carefully. I hope my affiliates don't get angry with what I'm releasing here, but I want people to understand to the degree of this little devil rat. Her name is Ilhan Omar. I think she's probably one right next to Erica Kirk, one of the most despised people in the United States of America. And people, namely Americans, are asking the question, how is it that she's even in office in the first place? Remember what I said. They're not being voted in, they're being installed. And I want you to see how she is furthering her attacks against the people of the United States of America. By the way, I'm not creating domestic insurrection. I am now highlighting the crimes of those that have not been brought to justice yet. And that's one of the questions the people in the United States are asking. Why have they not been brought to justice yet? Well, that's another show, isn't it? But I think the writing's on the wall. I want you to listen to this. This is this little devil rat assailing America again, trying to create policies to defend herself from law enforcement is what you're going to hear and see.
We thought we would never experience this. It's the U.S. goddamn states.
Did you hear what she said? She took
the
name's lane, the name of the Lord in vain.
It is the United States that is allowing for this to take place, and it is being forecasted.
Do you understand, folks, when I say installed? Do you understand what I mean when I say that she's installed? Do you know what I mean when the numbers don't add up concerning the fact that she's been voted in? I know there's a lot of ignorant people that are caught up into this divide and conquer system, this uniparty system. But the fact of the matter is, friends, in the state of Minnesota, they don't have the numbers to put her in office in the first place. Neither Keith Ellison, neither Tim Walz. It's called massive, massive voter fraud. Nobody is going to vote in someone that's going to upend who we are as a people. Now, at least not anybody in their right mind. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with our friend Eric Lucero, Senator Eric Lucero. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, if you want to check us out online, you've never heard of us, you've never listened to us, you've never seen us on social media platforms before, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. And we should be going to break just any moment now. In any moment. And I guess you know what, friends? I'm looking up and I'm ahead of the game a little bit. I got a clock in the studio here that is a minute late. So I set it 2 minutes ahead. So it's got a little time before it lags and falls in set time concerning what our computers and satellite sends to us. So anyways, again, friends, with that, we're going to come right back with our friend Eric Lucero. Senator Eric Lucero, as you all the well know, friends, we just had Representative Walter Hudson on. A couple days before that, we had Rep. Ben Davis, who drew up the articles of impeachment concerning what's going on here in the state of Minnesota. Oh, and I believe it's safe to say now, I just seen this morning, friends, there's subpoenas that have been sent out to Jacob Frey. There's been subpoenas sent out to none other than Keith Ellison. and Tim Walz. We'll see what happens. But nobody knows the answer to those questions better than our next guest. Again, 281-845-4704.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Perry Atkinson, President and General Manager of the Dove Radio and TV. What an honor for me to talk about Bradley Dean. Bradley has been a friend of the Dove's ministry and a regular guest on our talk show for many years. His Sons of Liberty broadcast on radio is one of the top platforms in the country for spreading the truth of Christ and bringing resolve to the issues that so many of us face on a daily basis. Bradley and his team has done an excellent job honoring the price that has been paid for our freedoms, both naturally and spiritually. And it's our honor and our pleasure to partner with Sons of Liberty Radio.
BBSRadio.com.
Hey everybody, Alex Newman here, award-winning international journalist with Liberty Sentinel Media. We broke some of the critical stories exposing the COVID hoax, the lies about the injections, and so much more way before it was cool. We exposed the UN, the climate hoax, the U.S. government, and so much more, all from a biblical perspective, with the goal of bringing you all the information you need to keep your family and yourself happy, healthy, and free. Check us out at libertysentinel.org and subscribe for free at libertysentinel.org/subscribe.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends, as you are to be the compeers of angels. Nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We have our friend, Senator Eric Lucero, with us right now. And I just want to kick this off, friends, by saying that I don't believe that there's probably anybody to give us the answers to the questions that we have more than our friend Eric Lucero. So again, let's go ahead and join or have joined with us. I'm just pulling up this gallery. Sorry about that, Eric. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friend. How are you?
Hey, thank you for having me back. It's always an honor to join you and your audience.
Amen. Eric, nobody's more qualified, I don't believe, because I've seen the way that you've gone after these fraudsters and how you've highlighted the crimes of these fraudsters. And I'm talking about Walz all the way down, Ellison, Ilhan Omar. Now Flanagan's a part of this. Frey, we're seeing a part of this, and others that are probably just unnamed. Outside of those that have been convicted of the crime of fraud, which is kind of funny how they keep calling it allegations when people have already been convicted over and over again concerning the fraud. But can we go ahead and start from the beginning? Because we know that this has been going on in the state of Minnesota for the last 10 years. I also want to just go ahead and throw at you how this is now applying to the people across the United States of America. This is not some isolated incident that's only taking place in the state of Minnesota. So during the conversation, if we could apply that, that would be fantastic as well to the conversation. So let's start from the beginning. How did all of this start?
Well, you are spot on. So whether it be the fraud, which is the issue dominating headlines now, it's also, though, the voter scandals, the voter fraud that you've also highlighted in the last segment. Before that, we've seen numerous examples of riots and thugs attacking the Minnesota Capitol, making their presence on Minnesota freeways, and causing hundreds of millions of dollars of damage. So, again, wow. The riots, the fraud, voter fraud, the financial fraud, all of this stuff that's happening, illegal immigration, this is all happening in Minnesota, specifically in Minneapolis, in St. Paul. We have become the epicenter for these things and more. The training centers, if you would, yeah. Where these radical leftist communist Marxists come to Minnesota, they learn how to perfect their craft, and then they export that almost like training manuals. They send out these disciples of fraud to the other metropolitan areas across the country where they then can further engage in more fraud. And it's absolutely something that we're very thankful that President Trump has put a microscope on this and is definitely responding. So how did it happen? Well, it happened in Minnesota because the institutions of power right now are held by Democrats, by party only. But we know underneath that, it is radical leftists, as I've said, radicals who hate this country. They do not stand to the same principles you and I do of furthering this republic, recognizing that we have God-given individual liberties and that a free market system that recognizes a person's ability to pursue happiness is the objective of this republic. So they are in power here in Minnesota, and through the number of years, they have purposely defrauded Minnesotans by allowing institutions to become weakened, by putting and elevating the criminal above the law-abiding citizen to ensure that these money laundering systems and other fraud cycle back to their own benefit, whether it be re-election or personal or otherwise. And again, that is the history of what's happened in Minnesota the last decade or two, and it's now been exported to other parts of the country, and we're seeing the fruits of their labor.
So let me ask you this, Eric. So, and I don't want to revert back to the right-left again, because really what I see more than anything constitutionally is we are a constitutional republic, as you well know, Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. But isn't it by calling them Marxists and communists and calling them the left, almost giving them a badge of, or should I say, a green light, a pass to go ahead and do the things that they do? Because when we name them those names, we know that we're talking about a criminal element with inside of our government. How is it that they've gotten away with it if it wasn't what they have been and we have been taught to believe there's a right and left paradigm? The right has left unchecked. I mean, is that not the fruit of the right by not condemning the crimes of these individuals that are responsible for the fraud that we're highlighting?
Well, the reason I use that terminology is merely to create a distinction, because there are two very different worldviews. If we don't have to use that terminology, but here's the reality. There is a worldview out there that believes in individual liberty, that believes in a creator, that believes in God-given rights, that believes in a household of mother and father and raising their children, instilling their values, and then being able to pursue happiness without the hindrance of government, and then keeping the fruits of their labor through risk and reward. That is a worldview that this country was founded on. It's the worldview that you and I hold.
Right. So how
then there's another worldview.
Okay.
That is the exact opposite of that. Now I use the terminology Marxist communist because it is the clearest way to draw that distinction. That's what I mean by the terminology. So those that hold the opposite worldview of you and I have been working diligently to position themselves into positions of influence through it, whether it be through media, whether it be through Hollywood, whether it be through political power, and they are undermining the very system that you and I have. So the question of why has this happened? Well, those of us that hold the worldview that you and I share, for the most part, we are very busy. We are raising our families. Raising families is not easy. There's an entire culture out there that seeks to put their values on children. As we're raising our families, we are working hard. We get up early, we go to work all day, we come home, and then we provide dinner, maybe spend time with the family, trying to, again, have those memories and instill those values. All of that takes incredible time. While we are doing that, the other side is spending equal amounts of time scheming to undermine.
Yep.
And so that's how, while we are working hard, they're scheming, and over the accumulation of time here, that's how we've gotten to the position that we're in.
Okay, so let me say it this way then. If we look at Scripture, I think of 1 Corinthians 1:10, where we're to have the same mind, the same judgment. Well, as a constitutional republic, we're supposed to be doing the same thing. It also talks about it in Ephesians 4. It talks about it in the book of Timothy. Over and over, one mind. We only follow one Lord. Yet we have 45,000 denominations worldwide because people have left off Christ and followed man. So going back to what I was originally saying, if the Bible tells us that there's schism in the body, we're supposed to leave in that lump and get rid of that and make the whole lump holy by getting rid of the leaven, the wicked doctrines that are leaving in the lump. How is it that we've acknowledged a side that we already know that every time we say communist, Marxist, leftist, we're talking about people that want to be a law unto themselves and act accordingly? How is it, going back to my original question, Eric, and I'm not trying to get you on this, I'm just trying to have a conversation here, is the fact that 10 years this has been going on, people have been blowing the trumpet concerning the fruit that this administration, the preceding administration that teed it up for this administration, this current administration, concerning the fraud that we see today. How is it that it's taken 10 years to get to the point that we're at right now by bringing these scoundrels to justice the way that we're seeing transition right before our eyes right now, even as we speak?
Well, there's not one answer. There's multiple contributing factors to answer the question. One of the contributing factors has been there are personalities that are under the same banner, the same party that I'm elected to, that have held positions in the past, that they are not as aggressive. They don't necessarily have a confrontational personality. They aren't willing to be that bold for the truth. And that just,
and yet, you know what's crazy about that, Eric, is yet they sell themselves to the people as the one that will be that individual. And then when they get into office, too often, these people that promised that they would uphold the enumerated laws concerning their oath, right? They get into office and then they drop the ball, and then they become a part of the good old boy club that does absolutely nothing. And I think that's why people are very frustrated with what they've been even told to believe concerning a Republican Party. I know that there's good people in government, and that's the mercy of God, and I'm thankful that we have good people in government, because if they weren't there, we wouldn't be here today. Okay, so I'm acknowledging that. But I think if I was set in a representative position, I would be a bulldog going into, or a bull going into a china shop, getting rid of everything that I'm commanded to do, just like Josiah in 2 Kings 22. When he made reference to the law, he tore his robe and he said, I'm setting the record straight. That's what needs to happen concerning every said representative that we have. But let's get beyond that. I have a hard break coming up on me in just a moment here, Eric, and I just want to kind of let you go on the other side. Let's address this really quick. I have 1 minute on this. Let's go ahead and address the fact that what we see in Minneapolis concerning this domestic insurrection that's being created, much of it is more than not paid provocateurs. Is that true or is it not true?
Paid, trained, and definitely not organic. So you are spot on.
Okay, and so we're finding this, once again, we just found that Frey had something to do with this young lady that was allegedly murdered by ICE. He paid her $15,000 to actually come into the state. Are you aware of this?
Oh, yeah.
It's all coming to the light right now, my friend. We're talking with our friend, Senator Eric Lucero. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. 281-845-4704. If you got any questions, go ahead and drop them on live chat. Be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Hi, my name's Floyd Brown from the Western Center for Journalism and westernjournalism.com. I love Bradley Dean. I'll tell you what, here's a man with passion that is going out and providing important messages to young people, and I really salute him for what he's doing. That's why here at westernjournalism.com, we run Bradley Dean's op-eds every single week. If you want to read Bradley Dean at westernjournalism.com, come on over, and I really enjoy the radio program, too.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
In a world filled with compromise and those who cower from speaking the truth, listening to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty is a breath of fresh air in a day and age when you are searching for someone to just tell it like it is. If you are ready to hear the unadulterated truth from the Word of God that will feed your soul, open your eyes, give you understanding, and turn your heart to the Father, if you are ready to take a stand and realize your duty before God and man to preserve the freedom so graciously bestowed upon us by God Almighty and our founding forefathers, if you're ready to set aside the counterfeit and embrace the real, then join us weekdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for an encounter that will enlighten your understanding and point you directly to Jesus Christ, the everlasting light.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're talking to our friend, Senator Eric Lucero. And Eric, okay, so we got out of the way that these are paid provocateurs that are being bussed in, just like what took place a couple years back with George Floyd. Same scenario being played out. I guess the one question I want to ask you before we go into the church in South Minneapolis there, why is it that nobody's been indicted or arrested for the fraud that's been exposed already? Everybody wants to know that one.
Well, we have the chief executive branch in the state of Minnesota is the governor. We have the chief law enforcement officer in the state of Minnesota is Keith Ellison. We have the Hennepin County District Attorney, Mary Moriarty. We have the chief law enforcement officer, the city attorney in Minneapolis, is an appointee by the radical left. By the way, I know you don't like those. I'm just using the terminology, making a distinction. But and then we have the mayor, who's the chief executive of the city of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey.
Yep.
So all of these offices they have the ability to either enforce the law, to arrest, and to prosecute.
Yep.
Specifically, Keith Ellison and Mary Moriarty, and I forget her name, the city attorney in Minneapolis. Now, all three of them, they can prosecute. They can file charges. But so to answer your question, why is it hasn't happened is because these three individuals, they are of that worldview that is the opposite of ours, which seeks to undermine the very republic. Now, something else I want to highlight, which is very key. Benjamin Franklin, when he stepped out, as you know, when approached by the woman, was asked, what kind of government did you give us? And his answer is so incredibly important. His answer was, a republic if you can keep it.
Yep.
And that if you can keep it part is the responsibility on each and every one of us, having been recipients of the blessings of this liberty, to put in the diligence necessary to maintain our liberty.
Exactly. And I was just thinking of Thomas Paine, and I'll pull that up in just a moment. I don't want to impede our conversation because I have you for 9 more minutes. Eric, what just took place at the church here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, namely South Minneapolis, where Don Lemon from CNN decided to go ahead and break in and play the advocate, or should I say even the paid provocateur for what he is. What transpired there? I'm curious.
Well, we've all seen the videos and probably the headlines and are aware that we had a group of people that were worshiping the creator of the universe, Jesus Christ,
yep,
on Sunday in their house of worship in their church. And then you had this group of trained professional agitators who decided to storm the church and completely disrupt, putting fear into the congregants and seeking to, again, prohibit them and trying to drown out the worship. Now, in the aftermath, I saw two videos. I saw the interview or part of the interview that Don Lemon, who being among those who stormed in, he asked the pastor, he had the audacity to ask the question, well, don't they have a right to protest, freedom of speech,
yeah,
freedom of assembly? And, oh my gosh, this guy is the height of buffoonery.
Yeah.
Because in that same First Amendment, we have religious liberty. And that's what these people were engaged in. Moreover, though, there is no freedom of speech and a right to assemble that allows you onto private property and to disrupt somebody else's First Amendment right. So the guy is it's just a complete asinine argument.
Yep.
Moreover, though, if that weren't bad enough, I then saw a video of Keith Ellison being asked a similar question, and he was hemming and hawing, not giving a clear answer, indicating that it was acceptable for people to storm in, to break into private property and disrupt other people engaging in their First Amendment rights in order to assemble, and it certainly wasn't peaceful, or to have freedom of speech. And that was our attorney general. And so anyway, it is absolutely a wake-up call to each and every one of us that our house, we know that this is a spiritual battle. We know that Satan is behind this, and Satan is going to use these pawns, these tools, to brainwash them and to use them to break into these churches. So we need to be on our guard, those of us that are in the church, as we continue to fight for the truth and certainly stand for the blood of Jesus Christ.
Thomas Paine was the catalyst that actually sent forth common sense, and he was the one that talked the forefathers into pushing for independence. He was the one that really kind of talked them into it, as we would say today. He's the one that said, those that expect to reap the blessings of freedom must, like men, undergo the fatigue of supporting it. I have you for 6 minutes. Eric, one of the things that we keep coming back to over and over and over again, and I'm not saying that you just alluded to it, but you did kind of lean into it a moment ago. If you want to keep the republic, you're going to have to work to keep the republic, because we understand, as Elmer Davis rightly said, the republic was not established by cowards, and cowards will not preserve it. So we have 5.9. This is, I want to say this to everybody whining online right now, because I see him whining, Eric. You know, we have 5.9 million people in the state of Minnesota complaining about less than 108,000 Somalians that are tolerated by the 5.9 million people to commit the crimes that they're committing in the face of those 5.9 million people. These are the people that are complaining about that little leaving that I was talking about earlier. What is the number one thing that we keep going back to, Eric, is the fact that the people need to get involved. We're in the position that we're in today because the people are not doing anything about these issues, and they need to get involved. What would you say to the people that are listening right now and watching right now concerning their responsibility to make sure that we maintain the republic that Benjamin Franklin gave us?
Well, and that's exactly what it is. It's not. It is a responsibility. It's not just saying the Pledge of Allegiance at a sports game or all these other things. There are going to be elections across the country, but I can speak to Minnesota. In the state of Minnesota, the entire House, the entire Senate, and the entirety of our statewide constitutional offices is up for re-election November of this year. You have to get involved. The first step to getting involved, that election that's going to occur in November, it starts in the state of Minnesota on caucus night in February. So in just a few weeks from now, if you have never been involved in the caucus, people need to show up to the local caucus in their community and meet their like-minded neighbors. And that is the very first step to showing up, getting into the arena. Don't be on the sidelines. Get into the arena. And from there, the steps of further involvement will become evident. But that's what people need to do if we want to take back this state and certainly this country.
Okay, so with that said, I believe personally, while you just made that plea, I believe personally that a lot of what's going to take place in the up-and-coming elections is going to be contingent on the fact that Tim Walz is charged. Keith Ellison is charged. Frey is charged. Ilhan is charged. I mean, I really feel this all across the country where people want justice upon the heads of these fraudsters in the state of Minnesota. Let me go forward just one step here concerning the last 4 minutes we have together. Alpha News just reported Fox News reports that DOJ has served grand jury subpoenas on the offices of Walz in the above said that I just named. What do you expect is going to come, and what do you see from the inside out that we need to know on the outside from our representatives on the inside concerning what in fact is really taking place? Do you see them going down? Do you see them being brought to justice? Or do you think that this is just going to be swept away under more excuses only to frustrate the American people?
I briefly saw an article. I didn't have a chance to read it in detail, but from what I understand, the subpoena is coming down. We're looking for communications and for a series of evidence that would help build the case. So I fully expect that these subpoenas are going to be met with obstruction of justice. They might be shredding papers, deleting emails, smashing hard drives, doing acid like Hillary Clinton did.
Yep.
They're certainly going to go through those efforts. But so that's what I'm expecting to happen with those subpoenas, is more evidence to be brought up to further the case or build the case to actually charge them. Okay. To your question, are we going to see accountability? Well, we know that President Donald Trump, long before he was a politician, he was a real estate investor and developer in one of the most challenging cities in the world. And he was very successful. He knows how to deal with pressure. He knows how to deal with confrontation, and he knows how to succeed. Now that he's our president, he has that life experience and that mentality. And so when you have President Trump, who has decades of experience of dealing with some of the meanest, toughest men and women in the world, is now up against this little pipsqueak known as Jacob Fry, and this little pipsqueak known as Walz, absolutely, President Trump is not going to relent. He's going to press forward, and I sincerely believe that there will be charges. If they can get this evidence, there will be charges, because President Trump wants to see accountability for those of us here in Minnesota, and that is absolutely a blessing.
Is Omar a part of that? Consequence.
She's among that list.
Yeah, because Absolutely. She was the one that originally introduced the bill, from my understanding, concerning this fraud. One of the things that I keep seeing over and over again, Eric Lucero, is the fact that people are talking about allegations to the mainstream media, yet 99 of the 100 people that have been prosecuted for the fraud are already, many of them are sitting in jail already. Why are they still talking allegation when in fact it's proven that this fraud is being exposed for in fact what it is?
It's all a word game and a language game.
It is, semantics.
They use the word immigrant instead of illegal immigrant.
Yeah.
They use the word alleged instead of confirmed and convicted. And the reason they're doing that is if the media, who's not of that worldview I described before, if they can continue to use convoluted language and blurring of the language, then that it creates impressions in people's minds, and that's how they're furthering, again, this convoluted area, which clearly, for you and I, it's black and white. Right and wrong, truth versus lie. And so that's why they continue to use that language, is to dumb people down and deliberately confuse them.
Is this pressure real on the inside? Are you seeing this pressure on Walz, on Ellison, on Omar, on Frey? Are you legitimately seeing that?
Oh, for sure. I just had this conversation earlier today. These people are experiencing the pressure they've never experienced in their life. And you can see them flailing around like this.
Got it. Thank you, Eric. Folks, talking to Eric Lucero, our friend from Minnesota. Thank you very much for your time. Appreciate you, guy.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com. Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that I must admit, America, that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave and half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist we will be. We will be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the cause of justice? He goes on and says, history will record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people. Patrick Henry said in a speech to the House of Burgess in May of 1765 that it cannot be emphasized too clearly and too often that this nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians. Not on religion, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. For this very reason, people of other faiths have been afforded asylum, prosperity, and freedom of worship here. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, now's the time to do it. Those phone lines are set up for you, people. 281-845-4704. Just had Senator Eric Lucero on with us over the last couple minutes. Folks, I've been keeping my eye on these guys, not just Senator Lucero, but also Rep. Walter Hudson. And I've been getting in there, and I have been pushing for where we're at today, in fact. As a matter of fact, if you guys were listening about a week ago, we had Representative Ben Davis on the show, and I'd asked Ben Davis, and I knew what he was going to say, but I didn't know how he was going to say it, but I'd asked him the question. I said, so what was it that really kind of pushed you over the edge to draw forth the articles of impeachment? Does anybody remember how he answered? Because of the pressure I kept putting on him. See, I'm broadcasting into a city. I kept calling him out. I kept holding his feet to the fire. We had a public event. Ben was there. I don't not like Ben. I just want him to do what he promised he would do concerning his oath. Ecclesiastes 5:4, Numbers 30, verse 2, Deuteronomy 23, verse 23. See, folks, some of you, what you do, and if it doesn't apply to you, then it doesn't apply to you. But some of you, that's all you do is complain about it. And you're a part of the problem. You're not a part of the answer. You're a part of the problem because that's all you do is complain about what you tolerate. No matter what I say to some of you people out there that are whining like a bunch of babies, capitulating whine. That's all we hear from you. And what you want to do is you want to smear and you want to pollute the waters with your do-nothing but complaining about what you tolerate attitude. That's not what we need. What we need is we need people to push and push and push and stay in their lane, keep their hand on the plow, and keep pushing for what we have provision given unto us by our forefathers. And I'm talking about Article 2, Section 4. I'm talking about Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. You know what I hear more than anything else, friends? Oh, it's never going to happen. No, you know who's saying that it's never going to happen? The people that don't want to make it happen. Those that just sit and do nothing but complain about where things are at. Can you imagine our forefathers doing the same thing as a bunch of you whining babies do? Nothing but complain about this and complain about that and offer everybody up in your sphere and in your world nothing short of hopelessness. Boy, that's not the message that I want to send, nor is it going to be the message that I'm going to send. Nor has it ever been the message that I'm going to send. By the grace of God, I'm going to see it through. Let me revert back to something I was just highlighting just now. I just want to make clear that everybody that looked at me and they keep saying, Bradley's dreaming, Bradley's, that's wishful thinking, it's never going to happen. I just want you to go ahead and take a look at something, because if it wasn't yours truly, stay in the course while you are doing nothing but whining, what you see in front of you on the screen right now would have never happened in a million years. Myself and a couple other guys from a portion of Minnesota going and holding the feet of the said representatives to bring that forth, Article 2, Section 4, impeachment and prosecution. It's all being done because we didn't back up. We didn't stop. We kept pushing just the way that the Lord told us to. You know, so many people want to talk about their Christianity, but I'll tell you what, if your Christianity doesn't bring forth the answers, then can you tell me and can you show me in Scripture how you can justify your unchristian mouth, your unchristian heart, your unchristian inaction? You can't. You can't. Matter of fact, Christianity does just the exact opposite of what you murmurs and complainers bring forth. And quite frankly, I'm tired of you. Some of you have been watching the show for years and you still don't listen. You still don't understand that it's laborious and oftentimes it's very painful. Just like what Thomas Paine said, those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must, like men, undergo the fatigue of supporting it. That means you have to stay in the fight. You have to keep going forward regardless. You have to get in your mind, first in your heart, and in your mind, that is the very heart of God, and that is how he's going to be glorified when justice is brought forth. Well, some will say, how is that? Well, what does Isaiah 26, verse 9 say? It says that when the Lord's judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Who's supposed to keep the commandments and bring forth judgment in executing the law upon their heads? The church is. That's the purpose of the church. So many of you have been watered down in your gospel that has brought down a curse, which is a gospel not found in scriptures, Galatians 1:8. You're trying to figure out why everything is going backwards. Listen to your mouth. And I'm not talking about metaphysics here, friends, but listen to this. The life and death is in the power of the tongue. You need to set your conversation right that it becomes the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I can't see where we're called to succumb to what's going on, but rather to overcome what's going on. Because the Lord's given us the power and the ability to do through the dispensation that he's bestowed upon each and every one of us. Let me say this. You cannot have peace without justice. Nor can you have righteousness, nor will you know what righteousness is until you bring forth justice. And you're not going to have justice in this land until you take the time and read the Bible and the Constitution and enforce the laws that apply to all of us, because our said representatives are not above the law. No matter how much they want to think they are not demigods, and they are not going to, as they think within themselves, rule arbitrarily. And let me also say this to all of you, and know the globalists are not in control. The only ones that have control over your lives are those that you give control over to. People need to understand that you need to live your lives where the enemies of righteousness are worried about the way that you live your life rather than the other way around. That is Christianity. That is Christianity. We're called to be more than conquerors through him that loved us, not succumbers or get byers. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, not the other way around. What is it that overcomes the world? Even our faith, 1 John chapter 5. So when I see people talking the way that they talk and succumbing to what's going on and throwing their hands up in the air, I can tell you exactly what they're feeding on. They're feeding on the likes of the modern day conservative, which are nothing but a bunch of group paid as media influencers to bring them to the point of hopelessness that they're preaching and parroting, and shame on them. You can't have peace without justice. You have to enforce the laws of God. Folks, when you go to the state capitol, you see nothing but quotes all over the walls. You see every state preamble acknowledging the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. If that goes, it's a reflection of the people that let it go, a reflection of the people that forgot that they were the government, a reflection of the people that forgot that their said representatives derived their just powers from the consent of them rather than the other way around. Do the math. Do the math, people. In the state of Minnesota, I'll give you a little idea what I'm talking about here. Do the math. You have 5.9 million people in the state of Minnesota. Let me say it again. 5.9 million people in the state of Minnesota. And you have less than 108,000 Somalians. And it's being reported all over the country that Minnesota is gone. Nonsense. Nonsense. That Minnesota is being overtaken. Nonsense. The only way that it's going to be overtaken is if the 5.9 million people continuously allow their said representatives to act in such a treasonous fashion that they've been acting out over the last how many years in their country. And this starts in federal government as well. That is a reflection of what the people allow. Every country deserves the government it has. That is so spot on. I want to say this for those that give up. I don't care if there was 5.9 illegals in the state and there was 108,000 that were willing to stand up and believe God and fight the good fight of faith. I'm still staying here by the grace of God. This is going to be home until the day I die by the grace of God, because I have kids to fight for, and so do you. And it's not just my kids that I'm fighting for. It's also your kids. And guess what, people? We need help. We don't need your criticisms. We don't need your mockery. We don't need your gloom and doom message. We need your help to get the job done. And we're willing to do it, and we've been doing it for the last 30 years. And I cannot recollect, as I'm even speaking to you now, at any given time has the Lord ever, ever one time failed this ministry. So all of you gloom and doomers, what are you talking about? It can't be done. And I'm dreaming, and it's wishful thinking. What are you, man, I'll tell you what, again, as I said earlier, you better look to your forefathers, because I'm here to tell you that miracles do not cluster. And what has been done in 5,000 years, we better hold on to it, because we have much that's been given unto us. And guess what? On that final day, the Lord's going to look at you and say, and me, and he's going to say, to you much has been given, and I'm now here to tell you that much is required. Let's not drop the ball on our posterity, friends. We have an opportunity to prove the God of Israel, and I want to be one that stands there and sees what he will do on our behalf, in Jesus' name. Amen. Talk to